I bet you've seen the headlines in the past several days. A new study just out from the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life confirms what we've heard previously from the Public Religion Research Institute. A growing number of Americans do not identify with any organized religion. In fact, more Americans than ever before identify themselves as nuns. Now, that's not N-U-N-S, it's N-O-N-E-S. Not the kind of nuns that you might find on a bus, but nuns, the kind of people that you probably won't find in a house of worship. Considering the level of religious rhetoric that continues to permeate our political discourse, these findings are particularly significant in a presidential election year. There is a political side to this and a religious side. And Pew also confirmed that a majority of Americans want to see politics kept out of the pulpit. That is of special interest following Pulpit Freedom Sunday. For some details of the new Pew study titled Nuns on the Rise, we're very fortunate to be joined by Carrie Funk, who is a senior researcher at the Pew Forum on Faith and Public Life and was involved in this very project. Dr. Funk, welcome to State of Belief Radio.
Well, thank you.
Boy, you all have made headlines and raised eyebrows with this new study. Start, if you will, by just elaborating what you consider to be the key findings in the study.
Sure. This new Pew Research Center report finds that 1 in 5 adults have no religious affiliation, as you mentioned. This is the continuation of a longer-term trend in the U.S. We've been watching it over time. But what's going on is the pace of change has now has quickened over the past 5 years, so we're seeing an increase from 15% saying they're religiously unaffiliated in 2007 to 20% today. I think, as you probably mentioned, a third of adults today under age 30 are religiously unaffiliated. So a lot of the change that we're seeing is coming from the younger generation. And in fact, a lot of the process seems to be stemming from what we call generational replacement, that these younger generations, even if you control for essentially the time of life people are, the current generation, the millennial generation, has a larger percentage that are religiously unaffiliated than the Gen X, than the baby boomers, and so on.
Certainly there's a generational factor. Is there also a geographical factor?
Not so much. In terms of the what's actually kind of surprising is that the growth in the unaffiliated is pretty demographically broad-based. We're seeing increases in percentage unaffiliated among both men and women, among people who are college-educated and not college-educated, among all four regions of the country. We do see some differences, however. I mentioned the age, so obviously the growth is stronger among younger adults. And we also see that the change is concentrated among whites more so than among blacks or Hispanics.
We've been following this for quite some time, and as you mentioned already, Pew has been looking at this for quite a while. Just how far back has the Pew Forum been in gathering data on this population, and how significant are the trends that you see across the timeline?
Sure. I mean, what the report does is kind of pull together everything that we could that's relevant here. So in some cases, we're using Pew Research Center data that started in the 1980s. In terms of this religiously unaffiliated, we are sticking with the last 5 years because that's when we have the exact same question asked about what is your religion, so that we're really getting an apples-to-apples comparison over time so that we feel it's a kind of a strong measure of whether there's been real change.
Carrie, I know you don't ask this straight out, at least I don't think you do, but is there inherent in these numbers some commentary about how people view the local congregations that in the past had much more loyalty pledged to them and many more people at least indicating that they went there on on a more regular basis? And I guess I may be asking you to do something that you don't want to do, but it strikes me as someone in the church that Part of what's happening here is people saying, look, you're not relevant to my life now. I don't identify with what's going on in the church. I don't find what I used to find here.
Yeah, these are difficult, I think, and interesting questions to try to tease apart, and I have a couple of things to say about that. One is that in terms of worship attendance, the changes there are not nearly as dramatic as what we see here among religious identity, if you will, or religious mm-hmm. affiliation. So mm-hmm. if you just ask people, what's your religion? More and more are saying that they have no religion. They're either atheist, agnostic, or they're nothing in particular. But the percentage of people who say they go to church weekly hasn't changed very much. There's been a slight uptake over the past 5 or 10 years in the people who say they never or seldom attend worship services. Mm-hmm. But part of what's going on is that more of those people who infrequently attend worship services are saying that they're religiously unaffiliated. So possibly part of what's going on is how people talk about their religion, how people talk about their religious affiliation, lining up more closely with their practices.
I see. One thing that comes to mind when looking at these findings is that with America's ethnic diversity growing, one might expect an increase in religious affiliation thanks to the growth of traditionally religious populations such as Hispanic Americans. If we consider that trend in relation to your study, is it possible that adjusting for immigration would actually mean an even greater drop in the number of people moving away from identification with organized religion?
I think, yes, it's possible. One of the things that's going on is most of the decline in affiliation is coming among Protestants. And it's coming especially among white Protestants, both white evangelical and white mainline Protestants, or people who do not identify as born again. And the percentage of Catholics over time, let's say since the 1970s, looking at the general social surveys in this case, has remained roughly steady. And what is going on with the Catholics is that actually there's been a slight decline among white Catholics, but that's being counterbalanced, if you will, with an influx of Hispanic Catholics. So, so yes, that's part of the picture, that's mm-hmm. it's just part of what's going on.
I don't have the numbers in front of me, and so I may be wrong, but I think the Protestant number was 48. And
that's right. Mm-hmm.
Is that the lowest that identification as a Protestant's ever been?
In the Pew Research Center surveys, that's the first time it's significantly below 50%.
Uh-huh.
So as you may know from political polling, you know, our exact estimates can bounce around. And one of the things we wanted to do is make sure that we didn't call out a number that maybe was going to bounce back and forth. Mm-hmm. So we waited to make sure that this was statistically significant in terms of unlikely to have occurred by chance. Now we seem to be at the below halfway mark.
Well, there's certainly an eye-opening number of Americans who oppose the injection of politics into religion, and as I read it, the injection of religion into politics as well. I wish you would talk about that and tell us if you see a change in those numbers over time as well, or has that just been a pretty solid truth?
Well, you see a really big difference between the unaffiliated and those who have a religious affiliation, or among Christians, either group. You see a pretty big difference in terms of their views about the separation of religion and politics. So let me just call out a few of those.
Okay.
About a third of those who are religiously unaffiliated agree that it's important for a president to have strong religious beliefs. But two-thirds of the general public says that's important.
Hmm.
So it's a pretty big difference in terms of what people think is important in a president. You also see the unaffiliated tending to be more strongly against churches and other houses of worship taking social and political stands on issues or endorsing political candidates.
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely see big differences. The other piece of that is that you also see the unaffiliated more so than the general public tending to say they're uncomfortable when politicians mix religion and politics by doing things like talking about their faith or talking about how religious they are.
Mm-hmm. Interfaith Alliance and like-minded organizations have resolutely maintained that the mixing of religion and politics is bad for both religion and politics. Is there a way to tell if your numbers suggest a reaction to that mixing, meaning that a growing number of Americans are simply sick of seeing religion being used for political purposes, or is a cause and effect too difficult to determine?
It's probably too difficult for me to determine. I would mention there are some academic scholars who make that kind of argument and have collected some data that's relevant. And they, in particular, Bob Putnam and David Campbell, mm-hmm. Argue that that basically the mixing of politics and religion is perhaps a turnoff for some people.
Yeah. Well, I found out that you had a prior life in CBS and did some exit polling, and so you're familiar with this. And I know you'll be comfortable with this question, or at least I think you will. Some commentators have noted that if current trends continue, that the nuns are well on their way to becoming as important a constituency for Democrats as evangelical Christians are for Republicans. Do you think there's a way to appeal to this group as a whole, politically speaking?
I'm not sure what you mean by appeal to them, but I mean, yes, I think politically the results are quite striking. So yes, you mentioned that the unaffiliated are quite cohesive. They're skewing liberal and skewing Democratic. Mm-hmm. And I think those results about seeing the share of the unaffiliated vote that went for Barack Obama in 2008 essentially being the equal of the share of white evangelical Protestant vote that went for John McCain in 2008. That's a very striking finding.
Yeah.
The piece that I think gives some caution here is that in terms of issue attitudes, in terms of social issues, the unaffiliated are reliably liberal. 7 in 10 say they support abortion being legal in all or most cases. Another 7 in 10 say they favor same-sex marriage, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But on other issues, and in particular on a broader view about the role of government, the unaffiliated closely match the general public. So, for example, if you just ask people, which would you rather have? You know, you can only get the two choices, a smaller government with fewer services or a bigger government with more services. In fact, more people, about 50% of the unaffiliated, say they would rather have that smaller government with fewer services. So, and that actually almost exactly mirrors the general public.
Mm-hmm.
So what that does is kind of give us a little bit of a caution that we can, we can therefore estimate, I guess, what some of the viewpoints will be, but maybe not all viewpoints, and we want to keep an eye on that.
You've been at this quite a while. What most surprised you in this?
I think there's a number of things that are surprising. Just I'll mention two of them. You know, one is to keep in mind that, yes, the unaffiliated are less religious on some measures. They're less likely to attend worship services, but they're not wholly secular. So finding that 68% of the unaffiliated believe in God or a universal spirit is striking. You know, more than half mm-hmm. say they often feel a deep connection with nature and the earth.
Okay, here's the big question. Broadly speaking, can your new report help us predict what might happen on Election Day?
I would say in the survey research world, we're not in the prediction game. We're in the measuring game. So generally speaking, we don't try to predict that way. But I think in terms of what the data show us about 2012 election, we're finding so far pretty consistent findings where about 65% of the unaffiliated who are registered to vote say they would support Obama if the election were held today.
Yeah. I've been speaking with Carrie Funk, senior researcher at the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life. The Forum's new report titled Nuns on the Rise reveals the growing number of Americans who don't affiliate themselves with any organized religion. The entire report is available online at pewforum.org. Dr. Funk, I can't thank you enough for being with us on State of Belief Radio to help us better understand the study and the implications of the study.
That's my pleasure.